261EB and KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory which is to your name. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us in clothed in our right mind. Father God, we thank you that, Lord God, you lead and you guide our steps each and every day, that we may not go to the left nor to the right, but God, we will hear you, God, and walk the straight and narrow path. Father God, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for healing and deliverance. We thank you for being a faithful God. We thank you for being a loving God. But most of all, we thank you for being an all-knowing God. My Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that, God, you will use me for your glory. As I decrease even the more, God, I pray that you will increase within me. Lord, send a word that will heal, deliver, set the captive free. God, give answers on today in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we praise you. We give you all the glory because we love you with an everlasting love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn them to the book of Judges? The 6th chapter, 16th verse. Judges 6 and 16. And it says, the Lord said to him, I will be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is the no sweat anointing. The no sweat anointing. God reduced Gideon's army to just 300 men when they were facing an army of 135,000 Midianites. I can imagine Gideon saying, but God, this is impossible. But we have to know God is a God of possibilities. What is impossible to man is possible with God. You see, God puts you in situations that are very way over our head. And it only shows us and it will allow us to trust him even the more. It only strengthens our faith in him. And so he can show us how he can move in our lives. He can show us the type of God he is in our lives. So God told Gideon, he said, I know you are outnumbered, but you would defeat them so easily as if you were fighting one man. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, I see you are outnumbered. I see you can't comprehend what is going on in your life, but you will overcome it just like that the trial wasn't never there. Come on, here, somebody. You need to see this thing in the spirit realm, and not in the natural realm. Because anytime you face something in the natural realm, you're going to get tired and you're going to get weak. But when you go in the strength of the Almighty God, there is nothing that will defeat you. So, When the man of God got attacked in the night, the enemy got confused And they ended up fighting one another. He didn't even have to fight. He never broke a sweat. Come on here, somebody. Because he let God did his fighting for him. So what does this mean simply means? This verse simply means God said, I will be with you. The Lord always insists that's the only answer any person needs to hear, that God is with me. The book of Deuteronomy 31 and 8 says, the Lord himself goes before you, will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. People of God, in a world that is constantly changing and where people are constantly leaving this earth, whether in the family, relationship, or death, God's promise of never leaving us is very, very encouraging. That is a promise we can have forever. He wants you to be totally dependent on him and not look at the situation or what is in front of you. Don't be discouraged. Come on here, somebody. God's promise is always eternal to us, to the believers. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6 says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Verse 6 says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do to me. God's eternal promise that he will never leave or forsake his children, the believers, not only comforts us, but also provides encouragement for us. Because God will never leave or forsake his children, we can never live afraid. We can easily say that God is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? In Psalm 118, 6 and 7, he portrays the Lord our God as the helper who protects his chosen people. Christians can also be strengthened by the promise that the Lord will never leave or forsake them. People of God, there's something called a no-sweat anointing. That's when you're up against a challenge that's much bigger than you can handle. But you don't have to make it happen. You just stay in faith, and God does it for you. The sickness, seems stronger. That cancer seems stronger. That diabetes seems stronger. Lupus seems stronger. Leukemia seems stronger. High blood pressure seems stronger. Mental illness seems stronger. The addiction seems like it would never flee. Seems like you would never get delivered. that addiction seems like it is going to hang with you forever. The people against you are more powerful. This is what you feel, that the people are coming against you. Not everybody, but some people. But God is saying, I will be with you. Huh. You ain't got to worry about that. It is not going to defeat you. It is not going to win. You are already victorious over it. Come on here, somebody. You are going to defeat it like you are fighting one man. Come on up in here, Holy Ghost. Just like the man of God, Gideon. Gideon didn't even have to fight. Gideon told God, he said, God, this is impossible. But God told him, it's going to be like you are fighting one man. But it come behold, Gideon did not even do any fighting. The enemy was fighting against one another. But Gideon had to get in his mindset, God was with me. I don't have to worry about nothing. Because what I'm going through, it is only temporary. It is strengthening my faith in God. It is making me know the God that I serve is a true living God, and that he's faithful to his word, and that his word will not return back into me void. That I got to lean and depend on him more and more. You see, some things we go through, people of God, pushes us in the will of God. It is not meant for us to be pulled back from God, but to push us into the very presence of God. Somebody better hear this on today, because your healing depends on this word. Your salvation depends on this word. Your deliverance depends on this word. The no sweat anointing. Nothing is impossible with the God that we serve. You just got to trust him. Just like the devil is turning up the heat, people of God, we got to turn up the heat. We got to turn these plates down. We have to fast more. We got to seek the face of God like never before. We got to go into our closets and pray unto the Almighty God. God say he is with you, and you are going to defeat it like you're fighting one man. God, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody receive your healing on today. Thank you, Lord. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you for your promise to be with us in whatever we are up against. Father God, we thank you that we don't have to strive or work to make it happen, because you have put a no sweat anointing upon us. And Father God, we believe that you will show out in our lives as we trust you even the more. And Father God, we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I want you to believe God for everything he has promised you. And I want you to get ready. September, hallelujah, 28th through the 30th and October the 1st, 6 p.m. We're going back to the Tent Revival on 1100 Bolton Avenue. The Great Commission. We are seeking the Great Commission. We're going out and we're going after the lost souls. And that is Thursday through Sunday. And our ministers are Minister Tyrone and LaTanya Leary, Prophetess Barbara Herman, Pastor Geneva Roberson, and myself. Thursday through Sunday night, 6 p.m., 1100 Bolton Avenue, Trinity Baptist Church is hosting this tent revival with Pastor Elvira Brevell is the host pastor. 6 p.m., mark your calendars. Remember, until next time, I love you, and God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514,
Pineville, Louisiana, 71375.